Hello. My name is Gavin Luckwitz, and I am a youth of this congregation. Please turn off any devices that make noise. Mom, Dad, you can take pictures if you want to. If you're the new to East Shore, then you have to pick a special day to be here. Today is OE Sunday, which means the youth and teachers provide the service. If you have any questions about Unitarian Universalism or East Shore itself, then ask any of the adults, and there are pamphlets in the narthex. Welcome, babies that crawl and bounce about, children who bounce faster, preteens that can't be bothered to bounce, teens who are too busy to notice that they are bouncing, adults who are chasing after us all, and elders who sit back and smile at all the energy. Welcome, whoever you are, no matter how you look, live, or love, we all bounce. Now, Mother McGovern on the cello.
Howdy, y'all. My name is Marlene Ross, and this is a song written by a band called Cutlass called What Faith Can Do. Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you are stronger, stronger than you know. Don't give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. It doesn't matter what you've heard, impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water. It'll be all right. Life is so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. Overcome the odds, you don't have a chance. When the world says you can't, it'll tell you that you can. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end. Even when the sky is falling, I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. That's what faith can do. Please rise as you are willing and able and turn to your gray hymnal to 194, Faith is a Forest. Marge will play it through once.
Thank you.
Okay, teens, we're going to do our part first, and then we're going to do the congregation's part right afterwards. So, teens and children, we light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the seeking spirit. This is the church of the helping hands. And this is the church of the loving heart. We are the church of Unitarian Universalism. Not this is, we are. Thank you, August.
You messed up, Mom.
I always mess it up. We covenant to love, revere, discover, and connect. Go ahead and light the chalice, baby.
Hi, I'm August. Every week, whether it is multi-generational service or not, it is main service or in class, we share in the ritual of joys and cares. It is our way of reaching out to each other and the world with support and recognition of the important things happening to each other in our lives. Here in the main sanctuary, we do this by writing something in the book. Also, we put our joys and cares into a stone that is then placed in the center of the temple, honoring the emotions and the center of our heart. So in the book is written,
do you need help? Or do you got it?
2 milestone anniversaries this week. On June 7th, March Hill and her husband, Clark, will be celebrating 50 years of marriage. On June 6th, Sid and Audrey Waldman will be marking 60 years of marriage.
Are you okay with this one?
Another shooting.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I can't.
All right, I'll handle this one. So this one's a little more sad, and it needs to be honored and held in our hearts. So there was another shooting in Virginia Beach.
Our hearts go out to the victims and their families, and I pray that the people will come to their senses and support safe gun laws. And we're not sure who wrote it, but thank you for pointing this out and reminding us that we need to work on this because it's getting really ridiculous. So now we're going to move on to some more positive things from our hearts.
Recently, Marlene Ross was recognized at Solon Middle School for having a 4.0 grade point average for her entire eighth grade year. Good luck at Solon High School. Caleb Zelch received a Difference Maker Award at school for starting an LGBTQ plus support group and intervening when a new student was being bullied. Grateful for grandparents, we love and support their grandchildren unconditionally.
Not sure who wrote that one either, but yep. You're right.
I would like to now ask everyone to join in a moment of silent meditation. And when you hear the chime, you may come forward and place a rock in the bowl.
There was one more joy, and this was a really big, big joy that was not announced, and that was yesterday. Between everybody who showed up at this church, this past week even, whether you donated money, took the chairs out, were in the building while the chairs were cleaned, putting the chairs back in the room, painting rooms, we really want the painting to be done, all the work around this church, for everybody who showed up here. And don't worry, because all the rest of us who did not show up here yesterday showed up at Pride Parade and marched with all the other Unitarian Universalists. And it was a really good turnout and a really good debate. So yesterday, you Unitarian Universalists, each Shore congregation, really stepped up, and that's an amazing joy.
I would now like to introduce our next hymn as the prayer for today's joys and cares. As you listen, please join in as you are willing and able. "I Will Be Your Standing Stone" by Melanie DeMore.
I can't sing, so maybe one of the singers can come up. So it's just a repetitive voice. And this woman, who you now can't see because it's blocking her way, has this really deep, deep, rich bass voice, and it's pretty amazing. And the words go, "I will be your standing stone." And she gets this chant going with them, and it brings it up and down in these different ways. And then she invites the people that are there, as I would like to invite you, to stand up or join in, because that's a beautiful thing in this. It was not just people who can stand, but there were people in wheelchairs who in their own ways stood. Because it's not whether you can physically do it with your body so much this song is about stepping up and being there and helping one another. So we can give it a try if you want, or we can appreciate that message. Which would you rather do? Appreciate the message. Okay. Then we will move on. And I realize that's just because you don't want to hear me sing, and I appreciate that. So, where are we then? Nate. You can read it here, or you can use yours, whichever one you want. You want to use yours? It's bigger.
This past year, each month we have a different theme. These themes are a part of all aspects of that month. From Sunday service, Sunday classes, First Wednesday night, Circle of Mom, and more. In our Sunday classes, we did different games, exercises, meditations, and so on to help us explore and discover what each of them meant to us. These themes this past year were vision, sanctuary, memory, mystery, possibility, trust, journey, wholeness, beauty, and curiosity. We would now like to invite all of you to participate in two of the activities we have found fun and helping in developing our faith.
Hello, I am Maura McGovern. One of the activities we did for the theme memory was the six-word memoirs. Halcyon told you about this in a past service and read you some of ours. But as a reminder, the six-word memoirs comes from an urban legend that one day, while Hemingway was at a bar, another man asked if he could write a novel in six words. Hemingway looked at him and said, "Baby shoes, for sale, never used." In your insert, you will find the words for the teen dedication. We are now going to ask you to turn that paper over and write your own six-word memoir. I will reread some of the ones we wrote, and when you are ready and willing, raise your hand, and we will be And we will give you the mic so you can share yours.
We will also give you time. So if this is not, because sometimes you think writing a Sixth War memoir is not easy, and that's what we really thought when we were trying this activity. And then once we started, it was kind of interesting because we couldn't stop. Once you get that flow, you just keep coming up with new ones. And this is not a memoir of your whole life in six words. It can be a memoir of a moment in your life or a person in your life that you use for six words. So, for example, it's not on here, but I wrote one. Or is it on here? I wrote one about my first true love. And it goes, I found first love in obituary. In the obituary. That was 6 minutes. So that tells a story of a person and a moment in my life. So take a pause between.
It was deserted from previous struggle. Big blob soaking up the earth. Meditation made me clam, calm. Many words, boring voice, synchronous breathing. God is good man up there. Create art to make people think. Live, suffer, learn, change, don't forget. Help others live their best life. Change the world, it changes you. Produce, write, create, star, and start. Smile at those who frown most.
Unconditional love, son of my son. My past made my future better.
I have two. One is for me. Be optimistic to live life fully. And one is for the other loves of my life. Dogs jumped the waves at sunset.
Monty Python leads to epic marriage.
I don't want to be next. Old house repaired, home is strengthened.
Raise your hands a little higher so she can see you.
Disturb the comfortable, comfort the disturbed.
Journalist turned caregiver is a blessing.
Change happens in blink of eye.
Adventure is the path of life.
I don't want to go next.
Another one.
It seems I am going next.
Four dogs, much loved, greatly missed.
youthful duty carried on to fulfilling days.
Nice.
Recognizing love given in a time of need.
She was here to teach, now gone.
This is very important. May the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Always drowning wherever I am going.
She trusted people no matter what.
Swimming provides peace, another world.
I agree with that, especially if it's the ocean. Isn't that amazing how much can be said with just six words? And this was a lesson that we did when it was the theme about memory and teaching us how those memories are what create a large part of our individual faiths. So now, Caleb and Maxon, please come forward. Put your toys down, please, Max. Hold them for you.
Where's my hands? Can you hear Maxon saying anything?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I am Caleb Zelch. Another activity we did during the theme of trust is play the money game. This game is about the challenge of trust in someone else and in yourself. I am now going to ask six of you to come to the front.
I'll do it.
Dad.
I might do the real ones, okay? I might say to the people about the real ones.
Are anyone friends with each other up here?
No, I hate everyone.
We're going to hang out more than a couple of hours a week.
Okay.
So why don't you just, John, come with pair up. We're going to pair you up.
Yeah.
Robin, come be with Maggie, or Maggie be with Robin, and then Ian be with Carol.
Should I shout to the rules?
And now we are placing an envelope in front of you with $100 inside.
Whoa. $2
$50
bills in each one of these.
I'll play now. I said it was a money game. You should have done it. We are now handing each of you a folder with two pieces of paper inside. Where's my thing?
Go ahead and hold them up.
No, where are they?
You don't know where they are?
You never told me where you would put them. Oh, they're at the bottom.
Okay, Max, you can hold them up.
Okay.
Wait, where's the... Oh, you got both of them?
Okay, we have this.
Yes. One says steal and the other one says share. Here is how the game works. When I count to three, you will each hold up one of the sheets. If you both say share, then you split the money. If you both say steal, then no one gets the money. If one of you says steal and one of you says share, then the person who said steal gets all the money.
But give the offer.
Have a moment to think about what signs you want to hold up.
Okay, that's the quote. No talking.
Are you guys good? Do you know what you're going to hold up? Do you guys know what you're going to hold up? Okay. One, two, three. Hold up your signs.
Oh!
What did you say? They all said share? They just all want money.
We don't want her.
But why?
So, I'm not even thinking this from a nice perspective. I'm just thinking it from a logic perspective. If I hold up the steal sign, there is a 50% chance that everyone walks away with nothing. So I would rather hold up a share sign so that we can guarantee that at least everyone gets something. I guess that's more sort of.
Carol?
Well, I guess because I don't steal.
Well, quite frankly, I saw that she was grabbing the share paper, and I was like, do I want to be that guy?
Okay, those are all legitimate reasons, and interestingly enough, those were reasons that came up in class. Yet, we had one person.
When we played this game, two of the people up against each other were Maxon and Nate. We all knew what Maxon would pick share. It's Maxon. However, Nate spent a couple moments looking at his two signs, and when it was time to reveal, Nate held up steel. We all laughed, and Nate was given the money. We talked about him and asked why he picked steel. He said, so I could do this, and walked around the table and handed all the money to Maxon, saying it was the only way he could think of to get Maxon to have it all. Nate taught us that even when things don't look trustworthy, sometimes they really are.
And no, there's not really $100 in there. There is a dollar bill in there, but not $100. I don't have $300 to give away.
So,
you're done. So, I'm going to put my glasses back on so I can see you. This faith development, our individual faiths, are things that we do our entire lives. They are things that we do when we learn to trust and have faith in our parents, learn to trust and have faith in friends. In different parts of our lives, that's a really hard thing to do. The fourth grader does not have the same faith in their friends is, say, a 30-year-old, right? Faith is one of those things that for each one of you in this room means something very, very different, very, very powerful. And what I may have faith in, that thing, those things that cannot be seen, is where we place that faith in that, what we call religion, is those things that cannot be held and cannot be tangible, like trust, like memory. Can we trust our memories as we get older? Trust is a very part of friendship. And it's just amazing how when you talk to people,
That's where the incredible stories come from, and the incredible sharing comes from, and the bonding when we learn each other's faiths, when we journey together, and maybe even influence each other's faiths. So when we normally do RE, we like to choose one of the themes to focus on, right? And this year we were going through and I said, okay, here are all the themes. Please tell me, and how we normally do it is that they're all listed and we go through once and everybody can vote as many times as they want. And then like the top two or three with the most votes, we vote on again, and that time everybody can vote only once. So that way, that's a really fast, simple way of narrowing down. This year, when I said, okay, what are the ones that speak to you? None of them, all of them, had 1 to 2 votes. And we sat there and we realized, this is proves how each of us are in different places and have different things that are important to us. Everybody come forward, please. Surround the mics. So we chose instead to look at what we each picked and to write 1 or 2 sentences about how that theme spoke to us about our faiths. I'm trying to find the list. Just a minute. Here we go. Thank you, Nate. So when I'm going to read out the themes, and as you guys hear your themes, all right, move the mics up a little bit and get a little more crowded or as a group. And come in. Come in. You guys know each other. Be friendly.
You guys come over here.
You don't have to, Mia. You're okay. All right. We also, because there are those adults that we are over there, so most of our religious education, most of our faith development happens on that side. So we also raised our hands and voted and came up with completely different. So we have some children who aren't here today because they're on vacation or other reasons, and we still have theirs, and we promised that somebody else would read them for them. Okay, so here we go. Vision was the very first thing we had this past year was vision.
Vision is the thing that gives you belief. No. It is.
What? Step closer and speak louder, babe.
Okay. Vision is the thing that gives you belief. It is a sense that,
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. He wants to leave that. Then, is there any other visions? Go ahead, Max. Go walk up. Do you need help reading it?
It's a short one.
Then come here.
Vision of the future.
Next is sanctuary. Oh, wait. We got another vision. Sorry.
Okay. Ashley wrote, vision to me in faith is to see what you know and to see what's inside you and to see what you see in someone else. If you see someone is having a rough day, you can help someone find it and help them to be happy again.
All right. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary is a place where people are safe and free.
Memory.
Remembrance is important. You can't forget the answers to all.
Mystery. No mysteries? Possibility.
Possibility is a chance to do something, make something. The possibility to believe in your faith.
Possibility is a journey that is a mystery.
Faith is related to possibility because you need faith to think of something as a possibility.
Trust.
Faith is placing your trust into some higher power, some force or being. It's trusting yourself to know what you believe and giving yourself to it. Or maybe trusting the knowledge that you don't believe in anything.
Kelly said, trust and faith to me means to be able to trust others to know my beliefs, to support my beliefs, yet they don't have to believe in my beliefs.
Trust is no matter how much bad there is, there was always a little bit of good.
Rochelle wrote that trust in the journey of life, in the people important to you, and your own intuition.
Journey.
Halcyon says, journey. Faith to me is a journey. It is the experience, the surprise, the learning something new about myself, the world, and the spirit.
Journey is a large part of religion because journey brings us to where we are in life. Owen said, journey, that adventure that never ends.
Avery said that journey represents my spirituality because I think of my journey through religious education from preschool classes to COA.
Faith development is a journey that continues throughout your life, changing and growing as you have new experiences.
Wholeness.
Halcyon also says, wholeness. Wholeness is the thing that I hopefully am journeying towards. And the only true way I know how to reach the wholeness is through the spiritual faith in all things.
Becoming whole is not something given to you. You have to work and find it, which are two goals in life.
Beauty. Curiosity.
Curiosity is wandering around and not knowing what you are going to find.
Curiosity is important because without wondering about your religious beliefs, you can never be completely whole with yourself.
Kelly said that curiosity and faith to me means always seeking new faith with an open mind.
Curiosity leads you down the road with endless possibilities, each exit, detour, and turn, a different faith, religion, or belief. A never-ending journey of developing your faith. Curiosity guides each exit and turn you take and allows you to explore the detours you are led down. It is what truly makes the winding road of faith.
Curiosity for dispute, curiosity for adventure.
So you can see, even with a small group of people relatively close in age, how they're all at very different places within their personal faithful journey. And I bet if I asked all of you to pick which theme these past year, it'd be the same. Everybody is in a different place, and it's a really powerful thing to share this and to grow this with each other. So now, I would like everybody to go sit back down. And I would like to ask everybody to open their teal hymnal to 1052, The Oneness of Everything. From what I understand, this is a new song for everyone here. And Marge will play it through the first time. And the choir has agreed to start singing it to help us know when to start singing because it's a new song for all of us. We get to do every year on Ari Santa Day something that is very, very powerful and makes us very, very proud, and yet always ends up making me cry. Today, I would like to ask all the teens and children to go to the back of the sanctuary, please. I would like to ask Rev Denis to step up here, please. And I would like to ask everybody to open up their orders of services and take out the bridging words, because today we have the great honor of bridging Robin McBride.
What does bridging mean?
Oh, don't do this. So, in our lives, we have many, many rites of passage. And within Unitarian Universalism, and particularly within East Shore, we have different bridgings and different rites of passage. Third grade affirmation, where we answer a third grade's question, is our one of our first bridgings, or passage, rites of passage. We bridge young kids who have become teenagers, we bridge them into the teen group, welcome them to that next stage of their lives. And when they bridge out of teenagehood into adulthood,
That's what we call bridging.
That's what we call bridging, but they all are different kinds of bridging. When we get married, when we get divorced, hopefully we don't go through that rite of passage, but all of these are a form of moving from one place in your life to another place in your life. We just happen to call this one leaving childhood and entering into young adulthood is the one we call bridging. Because that's a pretty big bridge to walk over. Okay.
I speak as the voice for the Unitarian Universalist religious educators and volunteer teachers who have taught you. We have taught you in Sunday school from 3 years old to 19. During your teenage years, we've instructed you in our whole lives a sexuality curriculum and the curriculum coming of age. We have played with you in the early years, celebrations, and in youth group. We have endeavored to teach you how to use the seven principles and the five sources in your daily life. We've tried to give you the gifts of freedom, knowledge, and deep living to find your spirituality within yourself and in the world around you. We hope that you will remember that you have learned and use it to build a strong and just life. We bless you now with love.
I speak as the voices of Unitarian Universalist youth and children. We have circled with you and worshiped with you. We have shared with you the gifts of responsibility, spirituality, friendship, and fun. We have supported each other as we have grown and changed. We hope that you will carry forward your knowledge of what is possible in your UU spirit. We bless you now with connection and to see your way to the future.
So, Robin, yep. 10 years ago, the Unitarian Universalist Society of San Francisco
ordained me into Unitarian Universalist ministry. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that authorizes me to speak on behalf of all of Unitarian Universalism. We are so grateful to have you. Because the thing that I know about you is that you've taken everything that you've learned here and from your really amazing family, and you've become the person that you are. And you, I know, will always be a Unitarian Universalism. Because, you know, a lot of kids your age, they go off and do other things, and even though they're totally Unitarian Universalists, they don't come back. And I know that you'll always be here. You'll always be here with us, even if you're not here at East Shore. So thank you. And welcome into all of the responsibilities and the privileges of Unitarian Universalist adulthood. Thank you. Can I shake your hand?
Can I say anything?
Okay. So, Halcyon, we still have to acknowledge the Owl Youth, don't we?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. But we are not acknowledging them personally, you and I. We are inviting the Owl teachers to step forward.
There we go.
And teens, you can come back. And children, you can come back and sit down. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. So this past year, I had the privilege of working with my co-facilitators, Christine Burkwood, Jen Rose, and Patrick McGovern, in leading six of our youth through the Our Whole Lives curriculum, which basically teaches people how to be responsible members of relationships, and that's really kind of distilling it down because it's a whole lot more. We laughed. We cried. We wanted to run.
There was a lot of blushing.
There was a lot of blushing, especially on Christine's part, but we hung in there, and we really had a lot of fun with this group this year. This is really one of those curriculums that, you know, distinctly a Unitarian Universalist thing with a little help from Planned Parenthood. And I personally wish that everyone could go through this curriculum. I think the world would be a better place for it. So I'd like to recognize, we don't have everyone here with us today, but I'd like to recognize, I'll say their names anyhow. Megan Bittner and Kendall Artino are not here today, but we have Mia McGovern, if you could just stand, Ryan Waldman, August Selch, and Marlene Ross. These guys did a fantastic job, and I'd like for us to give them a round of applause. Also, a little advertisement here from Halcyon. We will be looking for mentors because this group next year will go into coming of age. So if you're interested in becoming a mentor to one of these fine young people, let Halcyon know. I can guarantee you'll have a good time.
I just want to add, because you may not be aware, that Our Whole Lives was a collaboration between Unitarian Universalists and the United Church of Christ to create this amazing curriculum. So, and with a little help from Planned Parenthood.
So this is the first Sunday of the month, and on the first Sunday of the month, we always do a food collection for either the food pantry over at Old South United Church of Christ here in Kirtland, or the pantry at the Salvation Army in Painesville. This being an even month, it's staying here in Kirtland. So I would like to invite you, if you've brought food, to bring it up to the wagon, or you can hold it up and one of the kids will come and take it from you. If you have forgotten food, cash works really well too. So why don't we go ahead and collect that? And as that's coming forward, I just wanted to share with you that we do this kind of collaboration with Old South. And this isn't the only collaboration. I mean, on Friday, they had a delivery of 6,000 pounds of food for the pantry that arrived. And there were a half dozen folks from East Shore who showed up to help unload that. Yesterday, when we were at the Pride March downtown, the group that we were walking with, a whole group of five different Unitarian Universalist congregations, and right in front of us was Old South UCC. So we got a picture of our two groups together. We were over 50 people. Can you imagine? The little town of Kirtland, which is like 6,000 people, was represented at Pride by over 50 people at two churches. How incredible is that? And this September, we're going to be doing the Crop Hunger Walk with Old South. And that's going to be a fundraiser for Church World Service, which helps feed hungry people all across the world. 75% of the $10,000 that we're hoping to raise is going to go to Church World Service. It'll be a little drop in the bucket of ending hunger in the world. But the 25% of that stays here in Kirtland will make a really big difference. So it's something we can be really proud of. And it's just one of the really great ways that we're really getting so much more involved here in Kirtland. Adrian, you're up.
Hi, I'm Adrian Luckwitz. Thank you for all the offerings you have given to the Old South Food Pantry. And now, you have the opportunity to do so again. Half the loose offerings from today's collection will be donated to Old South Food Pantry. All your pledges go to this amazing community that helps all of us youth to grow and expand our faith. If this is your first time, then please let the basket pass you by. And as the baskets are being passed around, Caleb Zelch will be playing the saxophone melody for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caleb. So on behalf of the leadership of the congregation, the elected leadership, I as minister would like to thank you for your generosity and pledge with the elected leaders to use it with as much care and abundance as it's given. Thank you.
Wait, are we going to do the announcements?
Okay, so I guess I'm doing announcements now. So today, after the service, is the annual meeting, and my understanding is that there's a lot of sandwiches and more food than we usually have at coffee hour, so please hang around and stay for that. This coming Wednesday is First Wednesday night, so we're going to be having dinner and worship afterward. This month, we're doing Korean bowls, and we're going to have a conversation about engaging in civil conversation about tough topics as a spiritual practice. There won't be any adult game time before dinner, though. Next Saturday, there's actually a family field day at my house, which was an offering for the auction. And Halcyon and I are putting together a lot of fun and games. My husband and Joey are creating meals. So if you partook and bought that in the auction, don't forget to come. And if you're a family with kids, even if you weren't at the auction and couldn't bid on it, you're invited. Next Sunday, there's a board meeting after the service. But in between the service and the board meeting, we're going to be doing an interment of Margie Rittenhouse's ashes. Her son Brian asked us to do that as a favor to them, to the family, that she can be interred in our memorial garden by people who really loved her. So everybody is invited to take part in that. And I also want to remind folks that we've got the Strawberry Festival coming up in just a couple of weeks, and we still need volunteers to sign up in the Narthex to take part in that.
And I would like to let everybody know that this summer, our theme is faith creation with nature and community. And how we've designed this class, because we realized there was a lot of things we came up with that we're going to explore that not only that we were interested, but probably all of you would be interested in. So during the service, we will have the class with the kids. And then after coffee hour, we are going to offer that same class again for those of you who would like to participate. And to give you an idea of one of the things that we will be exploring is we will be exploring the Buddhist theme of wabi-sabi. And the thing we will be creating, you don't have to be an artist, you don't have no art skills required, is we're going to be making what's called a kintsugi, which is when something breaks, doesn't mean it's worthless and you throw it away. And so this was an art form. This is obviously a very simple way for us to do it and have it be done like in a day or two. The way they really do it takes months. But it's repairing these old teapots so that they still can be used. And I will show you how you can make your own kintsugi pot to plant your pretty flowers in. And I did this way because this isn't food safe, so we couldn't do like dishes we would actually eat out of.
I would like to share with you one more six-word memoir or novel. Trust and Faith, Mind, Body, Soul.
That was Nate Griffith.
Please stand and join hands for please stand and join hands for the bond of union. We join hands in Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, submitting ourselves to an individual religious freedom which transcends all creeds, not to think alike, but to journey together.